As go, Lady Panthers, get the victory.
Do something good for you, from your head to your toes. Call Utopia Massage Therapy in Mountain Home and give yourself some me time. Celebrate your soul, put the light back into your eyes, and get a full body massage. Mention this ad when you make your appointment and take 15% off your services. Whether you need a relaxing massage or a therapeutic one, call Utopia Massage on 9th Street in Mountain Home, 870-577-0796. And go Panthers!
Well, it is Rural Specials ball to start this second half as Norfolk has the 20-point lead. Here's Carlton with the ball on the right wing. Throws it up top to Sutterfield. It's a 2-3 zone for Norfolk. Ball goes down to Gabby Welch in the left corner. Her three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound for Sutterfield. Trying to get out of a double team and does. Dribbles towards the elbow. Her jumper, no good. May have been partial block. Another offensive rebound as Coker gets the layup off the glass and in. Madison Coker now with 7 points. 45-27, the Lady Panthers leading it. Here is Dodson back the other way for Norfolk, going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Boy, Marley Dodson having the combination of size and speed there, quickly getting it down the other way and going in for the layup. Here's Carlton with the ball on the right wing as Norfolk leads 47-27. Dangerous pass, but Gabby Welch is able to control for the Lady Rebels. Has the ball between the circles. Throws over to Carlton on the right wing. Back up top to Welch. Her pass to Sutterfield, a little high. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Rural Special. It will be Lady Panther basketball with 6:56 left the third quarter. Again, 47-27, Lady Panthers on top. McGowan takes inbound pass, quickly back the other way with it. Has ball on the right wing, gives it to Dodson in the paint. Now kicks out to Macy Dillard, up top to Stowers. Back to Dillard on the left wing. Up top now to McGowan. McGowan dribbles into the paint, gives it to Rangel on the low block, who has the ball knocked away from her. Stolen by Coker, and she's going to be called for the travel. She was there on the floor and kind of rolled around a little bit. That's why she got called for the walk. 6:36 left in the third quarter as Dodson will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets into McGowan, who cuts into the paint for the layup, rolls around and goes in. Ivy McGowan now with 15 points. 49-27, Lady Panthers leading it. Here is Coker into the front court, gives it to Sutterfield on the left side. Now Sutterfield dribbles toward the elbow, kicks out to Coker in the left corner. Her three-pointer is up, no good. Offensive rebound for Sutterfield, kicks out to Carlton on the right wing. Her three-pointer goes in. Olivia Carlton with 19 points, 49-30, Norfolk on top. Here is Stowers, and she's going to be fouled in the backcourt as Rural Special was going with a full-court press. A foul is on Cameron Sutterfield. That is her third personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half. Against the Lady Rebels. Kinley Rangel's going to check out of the game for Norfolk as she's replaced by Pearl McGowan. Stowers inbounds it to Ivy McGowan, who crosses the timeline with it. McGowan's going into the lane. I think she was trying to throw it to Dodson. The ball hit the rim. Pearl McGowan chases it down, gives it back to Ivy McGowan, who goes into the lane for the layup. Offensive rebound for Dodson. Off the glass and in. Marley Dodson with 15 points. 51-30, Lady Panthers on top. 5:41 left in the third quarter. Here's Carlton throwing it up top to Coker. Coker going into lane for the running jumper. No good. Offense rebound for Sutterfield. She puts it up. She can't get the ball to go. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Norfolk, and it will be Lady Rebels inbounding it on the baseline with 5:32 left in the third quarter. 21-point Lady Panther lead. Coker will trigger the inbound pass under the basket. Gets into Sutterfield. She's going to dribble down into the paint. Now it kicks out to Perry, who can't get the shot to go. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Norfolk, and it will be a Rural Special inbounding it once again on the baseline. 51-30, Lady Panthers on top with 5:25 left of the third. Sutterfield will inbound it to Coker on the right corner. Now gives it out to Carlton on the wing, up top to Welch. Welch will throw it to Carlton in the corner. Now to Coker on the wing. Coker drills toward the elbow, kicks it out to Sutterfield up top. Now, she tried to throw it down to Perry on the low block. Pass was a little wide of her. It goes out of bounds, and Norfolk will get it back on the turnover. 5:07 left in the third quarter. Norfolk with the ball leading 51-30. McGowan takes the inbound pass. Will get it into the front court. and throws it to Dodson right there in the paint for the layup off the glass and in. Marley Dodson now with 17 points. 53-30, the Lady Panthers leading it. Back the other way, Coker going into the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked, but she draws a blocking foul and will head to the free throw line. Pearl McGowan picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Panthers. So it will be two shots for Madison Coker. First shot is up and in. Gabby Welch checks out of the game, replaced by Abby Linville. So Coker now one of three from the free throw line with 8 points. She has one more shot here. Second shot will not go. Offensive rebound for Coker. She chases it down, puts it back up off the glass and in. 10 points now for Coker. Back the other way. The ball is knocked around in the paint. Ball's loose. Less, and I believe a foul is going to be called on Norfolk. Yes, it is. Ivy McGowan picks up her third personal foul, team foul number two in here in the second half against the Lady Panthers. 4:20 left in the third quarter. Pearl McGowan's going to check out the game, replaced by Hannah Bryant. 53-33, it is Norfolk with the lead. Rule special with the ball as the Lady Panthers going with the full court press. Here's Carlton with it. She will throw it into the front court to Linville, who has it on the right side. Now finds Perry right there in the paint for the layup, off the glass and in. Bailey Perry with her first 2 points, and back the other way, a foul is going to be called on Rule Special. That is on Madison Coker, her third personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Rebels. 4:04 left in the third quarter. Norfolk with the ball leading by 18. McGowan takes the inbound pass from the near sidelines, going into the lane for the layup. No good. Ball is knocked out. Bounce. Last touch by McGowan, and it will be Rule Special basketball with less than 4 minutes left in the third quarter. 53-35, Lady Panthers leading it. Coker throws it to Linville, who will get it across the timeline and break the Lady Panthers press, but has the ball knocked away from behind, and Dodson comes up with the steal. She's quickly back the other way for Norfolk, throwing it over to Macy Dillard on the left side. Now she drills up between the circles, gives it to Stowers on the wing. Down a low block to Dodson. She's going to put up the shot off the glass, no good, but will head to the free throw line for a pair. That foul is on Olivia Carlton, her third personal foul, team foul number three here in the second half against the Lady Rebels. So Marley Dodson at the free throw line, where so far she is 4 of 4 with 17 points. First shot is up, no good. One more free throw coming for Marley Dodson. Second shot, no good. She misses both, and the rebound is controlled by Carlton for the Lady Rebels. So it stays 53-35, Norfolk leading. Here's Sutterfield back the other way, throwing it down in the left corner to Coker. Her three-pointer, no good. Long rebound controlled by Ivy McGowan, and back on the Lady Panthers. McGowan quickly into the front court, throwing it over to Dillard on the left wing. Now she'll get it up top to Stowers. Stowers takes a screen from Dodson, gives it to Dodson near the elbow, throws it over to Pearl McGowan in the left corner. She's going into the lane. I'm sorry, that's Ivy McGowan with it. Her layup, no good. Anna Bryant gets offensive rebound. She can't get the foul to go. And this time, Ivy McGowan gets the offensive rebound. Ball goes out to Stowers on the right wing. Her three-pointer, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Cameron Sutterfield. Back come the Lady Rebels. Sutterfield has it between the circles in the front court and throws it to Carlton. Back to ball now to Coker, back to Carlton, up top to Sutterfield. Sutterfield's going to go into the lane, pull up for the jumper, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound for Perry, she puts it up, she can't get the ball to go, and this time Stowers gets the rebound for the Lady Panthers. 2:40 left in the third quarter. It is 53-35, Norfolk on top. McGowan into the front court, she has the ball between the circles. Throws it on the right side to Dillard. Finds Bryant near the free throw line, gives it to McGowan, who's cutting towards the paint. Now finds Dodson on the low block. Her layup off the glass and in. Marley Dodson now with 19 points. 55-35, Lady Panthers leading it. 2:15 left in the third quarter. Sutterfield back the other way for the Lady Rebels. Her pass to Linville, knocked away by Dodson, goes out of bounds on the near sideline, and a Rural Special inbounded with 2:08 left in the third quarter. Ivy McGowan and Hannah Bryant are going to check out of the game, replaced by Maddie Dillard and Kenley Rangel. Inbound pass goes to Linville and back to Coker now. Jazz on the left wing, going into the lane, kicks, gives it to Perry. Now kicks out to Cameron Sutterfield in the left corner. Her three-pointer, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Norfolk basketball with less than 2 minutes left of the third quarter. 20-point lead for the Lady Panthers, 55-35 is the score. Dillard takes the inbound pass from Stowers, quickly goes into the front court, finds Rangel on the low block, now kicks it out to Maddie Dillard. Now ball goes to Dodson, up top to Stowers. Stowers dribbles between the circles, now goes over to the right wing. Now she's heading down into lane. She's going to be fouled, a little reach-in foul on Cameron Sutterfield. That is her fourth personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Rebels. 1:40 left to play in the third quarter. It is a 20-point Lady Panther lead. It will be Maddie Dillard inbounding on the near sideline, gets into Stowers, finds Macy Dillard in the left corner. Her three-pointer is up, rolls around, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Carlton. Back on the Lady Rebels, she gets it to Sutterfield, who crosses the timeline with it. Now over to Carlton on the right wing. Cross court to Coker. Finds Sutterfield cutting to the free throw line. Pulling up for the jumper. Good. Cameron Sutterfield with 6 points now. 55-37 Lady Panthers lead. 1:13 left in the third quarter. Here is Macy Dillard back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Rangel. She tries to go back up with it. She's going to be fouled and head to the free throw line. That foul is on Madison Coker. That's her fourth personal foul, team foul number five against the Lady Rebels. So Kenley Rangel at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. Gabby Welch checking back into the game for Rural Special as Cameron Sutterfield will head to the bench. Again, she has four fouls. And so does Madison Coker. So two players in some serious foul trouble for Rural Special. Rangel gets the second free throw. She now has 2 points. It's back to a 20-point lead for the Lady Panthers. 57-37 is our score. 1 minute left in the third quarter. Here is Coker with it, throwing it over to Welch on the left side. Back up top to Coker. Over to Carlton on the right wing. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled offensively by Welch. She throws it out to Coker in the corner. Out to Linville. Back over to Coker on the left wing. Coker's going to dribble toward the paint. Now kicks out to Welch in the right corner. Finds Carlton. Carlton drills toward the corner. Throws it to Perry at the free throw line. Her shot was blocked, but Coker gets the ball for the Lady Rebels. She has her shot blocked by Rangel, and this time Norfolk comes up with the basketball. 28 seconds left in the third quarter. Lady Panthers with the ball back, leading by 20. Ball goes into the front court to Dodson. She's going to go in for the layup. Off the glass and in. 21 points for Marley Dodson, 59-37, Lady Panthers leading it, 14 seconds left. Here is Linville into the front court, throwing it to Welch. Welch has it near the free throw line, throws over to Coker on the left wing. Her three-pointer will not go, 5 seconds left, offense rebound for Linville, 3 seconds. Ball goes to Carlton, they're going to have to shoot it if they're going to get it off. They're not going to be able to get it off. So after 24 minutes of play, our score, Norfolk leading Rural Special 59-37. We'll start the final quarter in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Panther Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Have you been wanting to clear that piece of property or get started on that new house? The place to get any project started is Dirt Slinger Incorporated. From clearing that land, installing septic systems, foundation work, you name it, Dirt Slinger can do it. Call 870-4-